As a kid growing up in Santa Fe, we had the Lucianitos on one side of where we lived, and we had the Westsiders on the other side. So on Friday nights, I would fight with the Lucianitos, and on Saturday, I would fight with the Westside. There was no knives and no guns. This was, part of growing up. And my mother would tell me, if you don't straighten yourself out, you're going to end up going to Springer. And Springer was a penal institution for juveniles. And lo and behold, my mother was right. 30 years later, I went to Springer, but I went as a teacher. They needed a graphic arts instructor, and I had my own print shop. And the assistant principal called me. His name was Antonio Trujillo. He asked me, are you Larry Hoover? And I said, yeah. And then I started speaking to him in Spanish. He says, well, your last name's Hoover, and you're speaking to me in Spanish. And when he saw me, he saw I had blue eyes and blonde hair, and he couldn't stop laughing. At that time, there was no fence around Springer, so if they ran away, they could get away real easy. But in the 5.5 years that I taught, I never had an escape. We had some really, really tough little boys there. I treated them like humans. Even though what they did was wrong, they were there for a reason, to learn something and to better themselves. And I would reward them on a Friday with a barbecue, or I'd take them to the movie. I'd take them in a bus without no guards. My pencil was my weapon, was my sword. Because if I gave them a zero for the day, they couldn't watch TV. They couldn't go to a canteen, which is the little store where they go and buy their goodies. So that was my sword. And not too long ago, I got a phone call from one of the boys there. He called me from El Paso, Texas, and he says, Mr. Hoover, this is Rudy. And I said, how you doing, Rudy? He says, well, I'm the manager of a press here in El Paso, Texas. I'm going to open another store. Would you like to come and work for me? And I told him, oh, I'm retired. No, thanks. I'm out of that now. But that to me was my reward.
He did good.
I taught him good, and he did good.